Here now with the news in detail is Brian Jennings.
It's reported from Ukraine that around 16,000 people are being moved to safety because of flooding caused by overnight bomb damage to a dam in the Russian-controlled southern Kherson region. In response to the report, the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has convened a meeting of his advisers. Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other for the attack. Russian-installed officials in the Kherson said Ukrainian forces shelled the dam several times last night and alerted local residents to be prepared to leave the area as waters continued to rise. Yuri Sak, an advisor to the Ukrainian Ministry of Defence, claimed the dam attack showed that the Russian military was in a panic and outlined the initial threat caused to local communities.
16,000 people are now at risk of having their homes flooded. Almost 10 villages in the immediate threat of flooding. The evacuations are taking place. And we understand that what is happening is Russia's desperate attempt to somehow influence our plans, our offensive. They are in panic, they're desperate, and they're committing atrocities.
Almost two dozen flights to and from Ireland to Spain and France have been cancelled today because of a strike by French air traffic controllers. The 36-hour industrial action, which began yesterday evening, will continue until tomorrow morning. Ryanair says that so far this year, strikes staged by air traffic controllers in France have led to the cancellation of 4,000 flights. 2,000 part-time firefighters are beginning industrial action. From today, they will not engage in duties other than responding to emergency calls. Their union, SIPTU, said the government had failed to address its demands regarding recruitment and retention of firefighters. Our work and technology correspondent, Brian O'Donovan.
While larger urban areas have full-time fire brigades, many parts of the country rely on part-time firefighters who are paid a retainer to be available for call-outs. SIPTU represents around 2,000 retained firefighters across 200 stations around the country. The union says the government has failed to address a recruitment and retention crisis within the service, meaning many firefighters are unable to take their leave entitlements because of staff shortages. Members have also seen a drop in their incomes due to reductions in call-outs over the last number of years. The industrial action beginning today will involve non-cooperation with work outside of emergency calls. If there's no resolution to the dispute, strike action will follow in the coming weeks. The Department of Housing, Local Government and Heritage has published a report on addressing issues within the retained fire service and says work is underway to implement its recommendations.
A once-off additional €100 per child will be added to the child benefit payment today to help families with the cost of living. The extra support means that €240 per child will be paid this month in respect of more than 1,200,000 children. A website has been set up to offer advice to people with financial difficulties. The website, dealingwithdebt.ie, is part of an information and awareness campaign by financial institutions to help borrowers struggling to make repayments on mortgages, credit cards and loans. People finding it difficult to deal with the cost of living are being encouraged to talk to their lender or credit service provider. In Britain, the Duke of Sussex is due to begin giving evidence this morning in his case against Mirror Group newspapers. He's suing the publisher for damages at the High Court in London, claiming that its journalists were involved in unlawfully gathering information about him, including by phone hacking and the use of private investigators. Mirror Group Newspapers has denied phone hacking in this case, but had admitted that it did happen previously. Prince Harry's individual case against Mirror Group Newspapers got underway yesterday. Our London correspondent, John Kilrain.
Prince Harry has said it's his life's work to change British media. And this case is one of four different legal actions he's taking against tabloid newspapers. His lawyer opened the case against the Mirror Group yesterday, saying unlawful information gathering was used to get stories about him since he was 11 years of age. The lawyer said methods used included phone hacking and 33 published stories included coverage of a teenage romance, which ended because of the press coverage. The Mirror Group of newspapers has admitted phone hacking in other cases, but it denies it happened for any of the stories about Prince Harry. And it says there's no evidence to support the Prince's allegations. Prince Harry's is one of four test cases to be heard by the High Court. Rulings will decide the fate of 100 other cases against the Mirror Group. John Corain, RTE News, London.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Create a modern minimalistic home decor look and warmth in every room with Grant Uflex underfloor heating. Visit grant.ie.
Any mist will clear this morning. Today will be largely dry and sunny. Patchy cloud in the afternoon and evening. There may be isolated showers in Ulster and North Connacht. Highest temperatures will range from 19 to 25 degrees generally, but from 16 to 19 degrees near the east coast.